surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
Hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
All right, welcome back. You're listening on Frequency here with Keith Rogers in Western Montana on Republic Broadcasting Network. Again, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. I want to jump back here to a little personal item here. Many of my friends know that I've been really suffering with this post-op stuff from a hernia, a dual hernia, a stomach patch, and a battery replacement in my spinal cord stimulator that I had on April 27th. And from that surgery, I have had now, so far, months of this excruciating pain, and if you're a man, you'd know where it is. It's like your foot falling off of a bike pedal and you're slamming the bar every 5 minutes. But anyway, so far I've had two different appointments to where they've done these nerve blocks, and I have another one tomorrow. And what gets me about all this is that, again, it's this constant FDA approve this, FDA approve that. And then you see this plethora of these commercials on TV about these hernia surgeries, the mesh screens they use. And I looked that up. There's five different firms being sued for that. Of course, I put my name in on there, too, because I'm tired of this. But, of course, this doesn't count the amount of trips to the urologist to see if there's any additional issues like cancer or something like that, you know. And again, this is all for corporate America. The constant of you having to make appointments, travel, gas used and stuff. And that's why I'm so adamant about this. Life is by subscription. You have to pay daily to be able to enjoy life. And that's what gets me, you know. Anyway, we'll go to the caller, Tom, down there in Utah. Tom, as always, it's good to hear from you. I hope you were doing fine.
Well, more or less, I was with Roger Stone last night. I was happily stoned last night.
She's still being banned on Twitter?
What's that?
Oh, is he still being
Twitter?
Banned?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was banned on Twitter yesterday.
Yeah, he talked about that last night. It was kind of interesting. By the way, I'm just curious. I don't know anything about it, but the CBD oil, if you need relief pain, I understand that works pretty good.
Yeah, I've got that. I've also got a medical marijuana card now, too. But, of course, there's additional cost to that because, again, Social Security doesn't pay that much, and they want $30-$40 for that. You know, and, of course, Medicaid, Medicare, whatever like that, does not pay for that. But, you know, it's like it's subscription. Everything you need, Tom, is over and over. You got to pay for something like that. And if you try growing it, boy, it's like I listen to people here locally that run the different clinics here in Missoula there that said that those are the worst people to, I mean, for those that want to grow out their own, because they're the ones that suffer these midnight raids, or dogs are shot and stuff like that, just so the DEA and their local sheriff's department can make sure that you're not growing more than you're supposed to be or whatever like that, or have in possession, you know. They don't care if they kill your dogs or anything like that. When they just knock on the door and say, hey, can we expect your plants or something like that?
Yeah, last night there was a lady that was representing that industry in that little group that gathered with Roger Stone. So that was just a side thought. But mm-hmm. I just wondered, since you tell me it's about 20 degrees up there, if you'd had a chance to look at my disclosures of fact on the poisoning of the 34 million, and including your Native Americans that are just down the road from you, as I understand, right?
Right, and you got the email I sent you about her, right?
No, since I'm blind, I can't see anything.
Well, I can't send it in Braille, Tom. No, I'll tell you
really,
what.
Me then, if you would.
Yeah, I CC'd her it so that she knew that you'd be probably contacting her. But I'll let her know to contact you since your vision impairment. Okay.
Yeah, I can thank the Kissinger Associates for that. You know, they assaulted me after I opened this thing up in D.C., so...
Yeah. Well, you had to expect that.
Business card.
Yeah. It's our modern lawfare, just like if you're a leaker or something like that, suddenly they find porn on your computer. And, of course, the FBI, like they say, they can't divulge how they did it because it would jeopardize national security. But they can't find these hackers and everyone that goes out and destroys your computers, you know.
Yeah. Well, anyway, see if you can get her to call me. Again, remember the website, gassingamerica.com.
Yep.
You got it, right?
Yep.
I hate to keep repeating that to all the listeners, but right now is the kill time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many miscarriages and infant fatalities and infant, birth defects that are caused by this, along with the injury to the elderly. When I testified in Congress, I was visited, and as a consequence, I'm not able to see, which is another way of taking care of the whistleblowers, from what I was told by Orrin Hatch and by Charles Grassley. And even by Roger Stone last night, he said, yeah, you obviously were stirring the pot.
Right.
But not the right pot.
Yeah, I was just reading about someone else here that had gone public on some, and he was sitting there in a restaurant with two other individuals, and he'd ordered some cranberry juice or something to that nature there, and he started to drink, and he grabbed his throat, and he went out there and in the parking lot, and just before he died, he scratched in there. He was poisoned. But this is how they do that, and like I've mentioned before, whatever it is to make corporate America succeed, they don't care about killing Iranians, Afghans, Iraqis, Syrians, or anything like that. Again, I always look at it this way. Like the ballistics on an AK-47 is about 300 yards plus or minus, you know. And it's like, of what threat is that watching, whether it's some Al-Qaeda or a Syrian or whoever else, or Iraqi or Libyan? What threat are they to America from 2,000 to 9,000 miles away, firing an AK-47 up in the air with those ballistics when we are that many thousands of miles away? There is absolutely zero.
Well, how would we in Utah support our ammunition industry if we didn't have somebody keeping that business going in D.C.?
Well, that's true. Tom, that's just like over in Korea. They keep this hype going up with Korea, and, of course, what does the U.S. do? It sells billions of arms to Taiwan, to South Korea, to Japan. I mean, they have it all scoped out. It's to keep the military-industrial complex going. Constant war.
Yeah, I'm reminded of Eisenhower when he warned us of the military-industrial complex, and that's what we have right here in Utah. That's the major economy of Utah. I mean, outside of livestock and things that are medical paraphernalia, our next one is ammunition or missiles of war machinery.
Well, what gets me about Utah, Tom, what gets me about Utah is like watching Mitt Romney and listening to all the Mormons that are in the military service that, again, from infancy have learned the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not covet, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy name, and the list goes on, you know, and yet you always find these people in the military serving their country, which is okay, I guess, but the point is those, how do you get Christians to go out there and start attacking other people and then claim yourself that you're still a Christian?
Well, see, that's why I was brainwashed into going into the Vietnam conflict. And when I was there, I found out, wait a minute, this is the wrong kind of program. But it took me a few months to figure out that that was a bogus war.
Mm-hmm.
And it enriched Johnston and everybody else at the time.
What gets me, though, Tom, about that is you imagine being a parent that has watched, like I say, you, the bouncing of your baby on your lap, his first giggles or her, what, it doesn't matter in our service, military service today, armed services. It could be a transgender, who knows. But anyway, raising a child up until they're 17, 18, and you watch that kid join the military, you think of all the school that you took, the PTA meetings and stuff, and then their graduation. And then, of course, they're getting assimilated, Borg style, into the U.S. military, to then go overseas there and then sadly lose their lives, and all that's gone before them. And of course, as a bonus prize, they get a folded flag, you know.
Well,
I just don't see,
fortunately, you know. Yeah, fortunately I was I'm a high IQer, so I was kept as an instructor, but I lost 32 of the young men that came through my classes in Vietnam. And after a while, I said, wait a minute, this is a bogus war, and I'm losing my kids, my students. And
yeah.
I decided the whole thing was a fraud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's sad there, Tom. And, you know, as we get older and stuff, we can look back. Like, I talked to a lot of my veteran friends that served during Korea and stuff, and they, too, you know, you watch what the United States did and basically wiping out one-third of Korea's people before, destroying everything that was above ground. And again, under international law, every nation has a right for not only its own internal defense, but also its own sovereignty. And whenever they vote internally, the United States or its Western allies will get out there and say, well, we don't recognize that vote. You know, and this is a country that claims it's got democracy. While looking at all the vote fraud and stuff that goes on here, the election hacking in other countries, and yet we're supposed to be some shining city on the hill or something, you know?
Yeah. Well, like I say, when I got involved in the Vietnam thing, I figured it out, and I was not a happy camper, and ultimately I got myself out of the military a little bit early, but still I felt bad that I had programmed young men to get killed.
Yeah. Well, my best friend grew up in Las Vegas. His older brothers were both in Nam. And I watched what happened to those as they came home and beat the crap out of my friend and everything like that. I mean, they just go off the handle and stuff. And, of course, back then, whatever you want to call it, shell shock or PTSD and stuff. That video I've highlighted here about psychiatry in the military, the hidden enemy, where it says that they hone these kids up on all these drugs, billions of dollars, to get them to go out, like as mentioned in Iraq with the Air Force. They give them the barbiturates in the daytime to build them up, and then they give them the Ambien and stuff at night to knock them out within 5 minutes, so they don't have to think about what they did the day before. And then the next day, it's right back out on the field again. And of course, it's only when they get home and they start getting idle and they start realizing and finding out that the war was based on a total lie. They look at the stuff that they did, and of course, they have regrets. Suicides, everything, you know.
Yeah, well, you've seen a lot of that here in Utah, especially in my VA hospital, where we're dealing with the aftermath of the killing that these people have been programmed to do, and just wanton killing, as a matter of fact.
Well, that recent thing here last year there about the AG saying that the over 307,000 veterans have died at the hands of the Veterans Administration. It wasn't from some alleged enemy. It was their own system that let them down. And I don't know, if since you served in Vietnam, I don't know about the rumors of the veterans coming home and being spit on is true or not. But this is no different than what we see today. And in today's wars, it's unlike World War II, where like going down through Broadway or something where the confetti is falling and the troops are all being walked through the streets and being welcomed back. There's none of that today. It reminds me of Henry Kissinger saying that military men are dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy, and that's it. Go out and do the job and forget about you when you get home.
Well, I don't know if you realized from my website that Clintons were trying to pawn off those already defunct FEMA trailers from Katrina onto the VA for the housing of the low-income and homeless vets. I actually put a stop to that.
Yeah, you know, Tom, the Clintons have been behind so much crap like that AIDS drug. I think it was from Bayer that they got all passed and like that, which was causing actually it was a hemophiliac drug to be used on blood patients and stuff for their massive amount of blood they had to take. And it was so contaminated there, it was giving people AIDS here. And so they just simply moved the market over there to Britain.
Yeah, I kind of shared that with Roger last night. He was totally unaware of some of these insidious but very quiet programs that the Clintons have profited from. In fact, they were trying to pawn off those same units that condemned in New Orleans to the VA, to the Native Americans, and to the World Health Organization for Haiti. And when I put a stop to that in December 15th, I was visited. December 14th, I was visited, and from that time, I've been losing my sight and my function. So I pissed off somebody, according to Orrin Hatch and according to Charles Grassley.
Yeah, well, I'd pass that article of yours on to a few of my tribal friends living up here on the reservation and stuff, but also they have friends over there in North Dakota and stuff that live on those reservations. And they don't have the illustrious gaming and stuff that goes along like over here on this reservation here. Here they have these basic modern duplexes and stuff that the tribe has built for them, and which is fine. You know, I have no problem with that, you know. But that Elaine Willman, if I get you two paired up there and you listen to the plight of what the tribes have been going through, and this is just basically to get them more involved in politics, to allegedly give them a vote. But again, all land is trust land. It's owned by the United States government, in which they go in there and they corporatize the reservation, and they can bring in whatever they want, their Muslim shopkeepers or whatever, as part of all this agenda of multiculturalism, where the tribe actually sells out their own members. And, of course, the casinos look good, but the amount of poverty it brings with it of those people going out and spending their per capita checks while their children starve, and of course basically becoming wards of the state. But I guess it's easier to feed someone commodities that have no flavor and everything like that. Of course, most people don't cook today anyway, you know. That's why if you notice stores, it's row after row of frozen aisles anymore. It isn't like when I used to walk into Safeway or something back in the 70s and there was hardly any frozen food. And you used to get a good meal, fresh produce and everything. And this is all going. It's all now produce food with all these GMOs and crap, you know, preservatives.
Well, that's why diabetes is the ravage of the Native American communities.
Well, yeah, that's right. And they say 40% of Americans right now are obese. And even the military was citing that, probably because they need to, you know, well, it's like them talking about with the Air Force pilots re-upping their enlistment there, those that have already separated from the military, to now train new pilots. And, of course, every time you see something like that, you always train them for what, you know? They got all these naval ships that are running at each other. You got the helicopters and airplanes dropping out of the, you know. The whole U.S. military is collapsing from these decades of this military-industrial complex stealing trillions of dollars, pumping into these worthless F-35s and other jets and stuff. And remember in Iraq, the soldiers had to buy their own armor and stuff for their own bodies because the U.S. government wasn't doing it. They were buying steel plates and stuff for their Humvees just to stop bullets from going in those thin doors, you know.
I didn't suffer enough abuse while I was in the Army, so I joined the Air National Guard, and I ended up being an instructor for the Air Force pilots that went to Iraq. Mm-hmm. I've been waiting for a call for me to go back and help prepare pilots for the current battles, but thankfully I'm old enough, hopefully.
All right, sounds good. All right, Tom, I'm going to let you go here. We got a break coming up here really fast.
Get that lady to call me, though.
Yeah,
get
I will. Her name is Elaine, and she's really a sweet gal, too, because I've talked to her a lot of times like that. And like I say, we share emails and everything like that, plus a lot of other local issues here with our own water being stolen here in Montana, too, you know.
Yeah, tell her 20 degrees. Now is the soft kill.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, my best to you down there, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, have a good winter, too. It's coming. All right. Thanks, Tom. Hey, this is Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. Again, I have no pets or peeves like that. I'm a non-voter. I've seen what this country has done over the decades there, and that old voting for two evils, you get still evil like that. So, I mean, it depends what you want to do. I'd rather stick close to my dog, you know. Here we have our break coming up now. We'll be right back here. 1-800-313-9443. Take her away.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
In a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime, anywhere you go, it's on.
Welcome back to Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. Patty had reminded me of something here from the chat room there, and Mayor had posted this earlier there, but it goes along with another story here. But there is a map with an extensive list of sanctuary cities and counties and states where this violence could break out or this disruptions occur. And then, of course, this is for this Antifa's You may remember the photos that showed those guys down on the California freeway down there that said November 4th was it. One can only imagine what is being done to disrupt America, which in turn, like Las Vegas, what it does basically is it shuts down commerce to where people are afraid to even go to Las Vegas because they're not sure what the next thing is going to happen. However, on Twitter, there was a tweet where it was advertising role players registration in Oklahoma. And this is from the Human Domain Solutions, LLC. And it says this: Human Domain Solutions, HDS, LLC, is now hiring casualty role players, CRP, to participate in an Oklahoma Vigilant Guard training event October 30th, 2017 through November 2nd, 2017. This almost sounds like it was the week before in Las Vegas. At this War Acres Fire Training Center in Oklahoma City. And I like the way this is noted here of what's going to be detailed. This exercise will be an Oklahoma emergency response to be simulated incident involving contamination elements. The CRPS will be a moulage of injury makeup and fake blood to portray various physical and emotional injuries and conditions, and will go through this medical triage, this decontamination, and medical treatment several times during each day. Of course, this, I guess, is for the shock treatment for the cameras. And, of course, the arrival times will be early morning, and the exercises will run between 6 to 8 hours each day. And the CRPSs will wear cutaway prop clothing and will be washed in decontaminated lines to simulate the clean off of contaminated substances. And we know that even if in Las Vegas, whether it was or wasn't any real shootings down there, that these props, even like in Boston bombing there, where you see people being pushed in wheelchairs, that actually turned out to be a mannequin. But again, from the distance and stuff, you don't see that and you don't look into it, just like the Sarnev brothers there set up for that, wearing the wrong backpacks and everything. But these are used basically because, for one thing, they want the guns here in America. And, of course, they know that the collapse is coming. And, of course, it would behoove them probably to disarm all those former veterans and other ones that are trained and would be able to resist in the occupying forces there. But I wanted to jump back here. We got another break coming up here at the bottom of the hour here, so I wanted to jump back up here. Along with this release here last week here of the Congress and Big Pharma and the lobbyists that created the opiate addiction here in America, again, we see that they will do anything to make commerce. And for the opiate addiction or the drugs that flow in here, and I always say, if you research that DHS Century program, you'll see that a lot of these mules are being used to bring in millions of dollars worth of meth and cocaine. And as noted before, it funds the police state for the new Prowler cars or the SWAT rigs that are militarized, the rehabilitation centers or drug centers, the hospitals, emergency rooms. It drives crime where you have your partner family assaults, the suicide rates, all this. And it's just like they're making money off of the poor suckers out there that don't realize that they're being played. And there are those, and I have to include myself in there, that have valid reasons right now. And, of course, I don't like narcotics and stuff. But when you're in pain, anything helps. But whatever, they are causing problems here to keep commerce going, which is basically like health care. Billions of dollars were put into the Obamacare website. It still wasn't functional for a long time. People were getting screwed on health care. The premium rates keep going up, and it's just like they don't care. It's just like the people. And, of course, that brings more poverty, more crime. Anyway, we'll be right back under the break here, so stay tuned. 1-800-313-9443. Right back. It's on talk radio. Double talk is all you get. And you wanna.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
So, you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Welcome back to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. I'd like to finish up on something here I was about ready to say. Americans are used as these suckers for this commerce. And I wanted to tell all my listeners out there that I do believe in aliens. And one particular, not Greys or anything else like that, I believe that there are Ferengi in the United States government, and Israel's too, by the way. Remember, the Ferengis, their stated goal is that of acquisition. And, of course, the Ferengi have this culture, which is based entirely upon commerce. They follow a code of conduct known as the Ferengi Rules of Acquisition. And these rules ordained conduct such as never place family before business. Reportedly, these rules are just subject to interpretation depending upon the situation. And if you're a Star Trek fan, you'll understand that. You'll get a laugh out of this. And, of course, plea bargaining is a legal tradition, and it's also the purchasing of the apprenticeship of following the attainment ceremony. And there is no distinction between business and pleasure in the Ferengi culture. And this sounds just like the American-Israeli government here. In line with that, the last Ferengi rules of acquisition, as mentioned, we have the Uranium One Clinton crimes, where the throwing of Americans off their property to secure sales of uranium to the highest bidder, i.e., as I mentioned before, Russia in this case, which they called Russian bribery. But again, I believe that Russia, in looking for that, was just going by what Hillary's asking price was. But anyway, if people can't see that, the amount of greed and stuff which drives this government, which they throw their own people underneath the bus to create profit. And as I mentioned before, that with Donald Trump saying we don't worship government, we worship God, frankly, I can't see where Christ is out killing millions of people there, displacing tens of millions more to covet those same aforementioned items of war and oil. War too, I guess. But oil, mineral, gold, blood, diamonds, whatever like that, that they cannot see that. Just as in as much as the old Hebrew laws, which were over 600, reduced down to 10 and then bartered for the best one, in which Christ gave two of love, and that if this was a Christian nation, it wouldn't be doing what it's doing out there in the world right now. So with that, I have another caller online. We have Tommy in Tennessee. Good evening, Tommy, and welcome to RBN.
Well, thank you. Good evening, Keith there. Enjoy your show, and sort of in ways empathize with your situation you were describing in so many, in a sense. You bring up a lot of stuff that I didn't bother to jot it all down to make note, but they all tie together to the big picture. And certain things about this, life that we live and how to come out of what we find ourselves in without too much duress. It's an anxiety-ridden situation that they got to keep... homo solicitus means always wobbling anxiety, and that's what they have to keep perpetuating so that they can keep hypothecating for the monetization of the name on the birth certificate. They got to keep everybody hopping like the Energizer Bunny, and so they got all this chaos and confusion going. People won't let go of in order to have the actual time available themselves to come out of what they're in. And this is what they're doing. It's a fiction system, a fiction realm, and we're to learn from it, but we're a part of it. But yet, we don't want to find ourselves pointing the finger and blaming and accusing the very thing in which we are, the warlike creature, if we're one with everything. And when anyone can come to the place where they see that they themselves are the enemy, you can solve the problem. You can solve the problem. And
yeah,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, Tommy, I'm a firm believer that if you want change in the world, when you get up in the first thing in the morning, you want to go there, take a leak or whatever like that, look in the mirror, because that change is going to start with you.
Well,
we can't control politicians. We can't control lobbyists. We can't control the military, but it's going to be what we do. And again, if you don't like what's going on, then divest from it. Get away from it. You know, don't support it.
In order to take our lives back, our lives have been stolen because our time has been stolen.
That's right. In order
to take our life back, we've got to take our time back, and that's what's hard to do because everyone is so wrapped up in the matrix of illusion, living in a delusion that something is actually taking place with a fiction government that's really not. And it's hard to back off of it and pull the plug each step of the way. You can't do it all at once, but disconnect from the system, paying attention, the focus of our attention on that which is false. And, to have there's no money and there's no debt. House Joint Resolution 192, 1933, June 5th, says that any obligate, when FDR took away the gold standard, they had to give the people a remedy, but they didn't tell the people what that was or give them an instruction manual on how to discharge the obligation that required the payment.
Right.
And the people knew that all it was just giving their approval because they have the authority and they're the creditors because there's no money. They could solve the problem and tell the truth and not have to fight and bring in the harmony and have to fight a fiction government that needs real people's live energy charge capacity coming from their electromagnetic body battery to pay attention to them because there's no money. The charge they're talking about is not about money. It's about your electromagnetic body battery charge to get you to do something, anything, because no matter what you do, it's going to be wrong. So
well, remember,
Go ahead.
Yeah, Tommy, you remember back in when we were younger, I don't know why I'm getting muffled audio here, but anyway, we didn't have that problem. Even in ham radio, back in the 70s and 80s, we sat there, we talked on our radios. Most of them were crystal controlled. They weren't all this nice electronic to VFO stuff. But anyway, you met with people on the radio, then you went down to Sambo's and stuff and had coffee. And today it is being stolen. Just like this this new digital age, it's just like sucking your face into a cell phone that now you have to go out and you have to buy new equipment, which is digital. And then, of course, from that, my callers are starting to load up here. But anyway, but everything is changing to where the same thing with the kids, where you see a woman pushing her child down a grocery store aisle and the kid tries to pull something off in the cart. The mom says no, and the kid goes into some massive tirade, you know. And then the woman hands her child an iPad or something like that to distract the kid, and that's what's happening. You know,
they have to keep the pressure on the people with the intimidation and the threat, because the fiction system, fiction government, cannot deal with real people to contract and under business contract law because they can't tell them the truth in good faith of what they're actually doing, so they have to trick them and intimidate and scare the crap out of them to get them to contract with a fiction. And once they get in, then it's hard to get out. And so they are doing this by using our very sensitive emotional nature as human beings that we care and we love against us, because this fiction system doesn't have any feelings to care about anything. And so that's why they get on TV in nice suits and stuff and pearly white teeth and tell you nice things you want to hear to appease the people. But they never do anything, and, you know, they're not going to, and they're not giving it up. So
that's right.
You don't win by fighting anything. You bring the harmony into the situation, and that's by telling the truth and stop. And as hard as it is to do, is stop. Participating in that which is false and being complicit into crimes against humanity, because when you pay your bills, you're actually funding economic genocide, having people killed you never met in other countries or wherever. That's what they have us complicit. That's why when they come at you, the people, the real man, they have to get your knee-jerk reaction, catch you off guard all the time, that when they're coming to you, they're just asking you to contract with them, but they can't tell you what's going on, so they don't know that you're not the same guy as the name on your birth certificate, and how you respond is up to you, that ignorance of the law, you know, what's going on. And they get this contract that you can get out of, but just because you didn't know something yesterday doesn't mean that you can't learn something and know it different today and change your mind.
That's
so,
right, Tommy.
And
anyway,
so
I'm gonna have to cut you, Tommy. I'm gonna have to cut you loose here, but I do want to say this though. Remember, post World War II, over in Germany, they developed what they called the Stasi, which was the basically a citizen turned informant, which we now have under Homeland Security as a see something, say something. They are getting people to police their own environment, which is, like I said, that Stockholm syndrome there. They're building their own little thing to make these people feel happy, whether it's their socialism or whatever, but it's actually going to be their own imprisonment. But anyway, Tommy, I have other callers calling in here, so I need to get to them because my time is really dropping fast, okay?
That's fine. Good show. I had a few other points, but do it another time. Thanks.
Yeah, call in next Sunday, okay, Stud?
Will do. Okay.
All right. My best to you there. All right, you too.
Thanks.
Ken in New York, go ahead. You there, Ken, in New York?
Hello, this Ken. Is Fred in New
York. Okay, well, go ahead, Fred. I guess we lost Ken in New York. How you doing, Fred? Good to hear your voice again.
All right, same here, Keith. Hey, you know that you're traded on Wall Street every day via your Cesta Clay Trust bond. You're the surety, like we all are. And on YouTube, there's a number of presenters regarding the Cesta Quivi, which means proof of life, Cesta Quivi Trust Act of 1666, one of which is a UK guy, Mark Christopher, who does some really stellar presentations on that. Then there is a fellow, and Lutz, factualized trust. It's a process by which you gain control of your Cesta Quivi trust account that's being traded on Wall Street every day as a bond. And the fellas in Delaware, Dave DeReamer, they 20 years ago got all over the security agreement indemnity bond financing statement process, and you can access that. I hope you do, and share it with everyone you know. And the site to go to for that is Peoples with an S hyphen rights, R-I-G-H-T-S, peoples-rights.com.
Okay.
peoples-rights.com. All right. And what that does is establish a true, authentic, lawfully, valid, legally binding contract. It's the superior contract between you, the live flesh and blood man, and the artificial construct. And this is the only way to do it.
Fred, you see that though, where daily they're trying to link like the nationalist and others, these what do you call them, sovereign citizens with citizens. ISIS and stuff. See, they're trying to demonize those people that want their freedoms.
Well, this is not about sovereign citizenry, which was an oxymoron. That's a really perverse.
Right.
Okay, so this is all within the realm of lawful, legal, statutory process, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what your previous caller said is, in 1933, when they hypothecated, they secretly pledged everyone's body, name, sweat equity labor, soul essence, et cetera, anything attached.
Yeah, I think, Fred, I think that's why they make it so that suicide is basically illegal, because you're an asset of the state.
That's right. You got it, bro. That's right. You know, whenever there's a murder, man, you know, that corpse is worth, that's worth a ton of money, man.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, hey, Fred, I got to drop you, though, because I need to get one more caller. Then I want to get to some news here.
Right.
But my other one back in New York called back. But anyway, I do thank you for calling in, though. I always like your good, valid points, okay? Okay, I guess we lost you there. Anyway, thank you there, Fred. Ken in New York, I guess the other Ken in the boardroom.
Yeah, I'm here now. I heard the beep that time.
Okay.
You know what the 27th rule of acquisition is in the Ferengi world?
I looked that up the other night there. I got laughing so hard there because I was watching
it's
Star
a very,
Trek. You know?
It's a very easy answer. You ignore the previous 26. You know, I think you really hit on something. I think they're space Khazars myself.
Well, you know what? They just want you to rub their ears, though. That's about it.
I don't do that.
Yeah.
Kenny don't play that game tonight.
I have another question for you, Ken.
Oh, okay.
On Twitter, I constantly see these things about dogs in New York. What the hell is wrong with New Yorkers and dogs?
I don't know. I have a cat, but they're around here. What are you referring to?
People are. I mean, New York. It seems like they're euthanasia centers. That's what I'll call them. Overflowing with nothing but dogs. I'm going. Is New York that bad? I mean, I realize in cities and stuff
I seem to hear a lot of things about abuse of animals. You know, I got a next-door neighbor from a boatload from Salvador, and they just let the dog run loose. And he's a small dog, and he's constantly, like, wandering out in the middle of the street, cars are stopping, beeping their horns, that sort of thing. He's gone through a couple dogs already.
Yeah, well, it's like I can never expect anything from Americans. If they allow people or their own country or their own government or their
physicians
torture people... You know, that it could be none less than to say that they do the same thing with dogs. But it just seems like New York seems always to be a pop-up. That in Texas, you know.
No, I mean, I don't have a dog, but, you know, I read about these stories. They're really crazy.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll find somebody with a whole bunch of dead animals in a house or something.
Yeah, we have it in Montana here, too. Anyway, I got a commercial here,
all right.
Kent. Yeah, I thank you for calling in, though, okay?
Yep.
All right. We'll be right back here, and then I'm going to get to some news here that some people should probably hear this, because what's being mounted here in America and also externally. We'll be right back. This is Keith Rogers on Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hey. Welcome back. Welcome back to RBN here. This is Keith Rogers here, live from Western Montana. My dogs are getting a little rambunctious in the background here, playing around. Anyway, the other news here. Oh, by the way, we still have time for another caller if you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. Qatar's ex-prime minister says that Qatari had support for the jihadist, including al-Nusra in Syria, and it was in coordination with the KSA, Turkey, and the United States. And this is on the back of where in Pakistan, they also said that the United States was behind this. There's a good article in the Washington Post. It's called "The USA is in a Collision Course with Iran in the Middle East," and this is because Iran is making or currying favors. The U.S. told Iraq the other day and Syria that the United States wants Iran out of their countries. And Iraq come out there and says, you know, basically to blank off. Of course, the United States isn't even supposed to be in Syria. But Iraq and Iran have been defeating this rebel groups, ISIS, or whatever they want to call themselves. The same thing with Iran having that base over in Syria, which Israel says is too close, and they're producing missiles, and next it'll be nukes, I guess, you know. But the Iranians, a couple of years ago, they had that non-aligned NAM movement there, in which over 120 member nations had attended over in Iran. And this wasn't to actually rebuild the great big Persian Empire and like that, but it was a corporate trade deal. And with more and more countries being sanctioned and stuff by the United States, more people are turning away from it. And we see that here where India now refuses to take orders from the United States. And this is where they were ordered to cut ties with North Korea. And people aren't doing it. Germany is changing its mind and saying they got to scrap these Russian sanctions. And then, of course, back to Turkey again. We have Sybil Edmonds here talking about the FBI whistleblower who nails Mueller for his protecting a terrorist that was behind the soft coup that they had in Turkey, in which Erdogan went on a mad rage over there, and why Turkey is buying arms from Russia now. And the United States is making these demands that Turkey not accept these arms from Russia. And I keep saying the sides are being picked right now for World War III, and I am just waiting for an Archduke Ferdinand moment to have something start. And, of course, with people being expelled from embassies and stuff, the United States is becoming frantic. And, of course, like Mike Rivera would say, we today with the crime and corruption within our own government here, we are watching a Soviet era type collapse happening before our eyes, along with the spying. And I mean, if people can't see this coming, I really feel sad for them. And on top of that, there's an article in Veterans Today, which is entitled "What Would Satan Do If He Ran America?" And there's a few misquotes in scriptures on that. But it's a good article. I guess that's into my time here. I forgot to. I thought I had one more break in here. Anyway, I thank everyone for tuning in here. I got to run downstairs and get a toast in the oven there. We have Blacklisted News Radio coming up next here. I hope you stay tuned for him if it's not recording. Hi. And stay tuned in for next Sunday there, and we'll be back. So thank you for joining us tonight, and thank you for all the callers and Ken in the operating room, and especially those in the chat. It's always good to have you out here. With that, I'll sign off for now and say 73s as we do on the radio.
This is Keith Rogers. Have a good day.